what does it take to be a developer for an Xbox game? It's a different world than developing for a PC game. For starters, we have more control over the environment. We set strict rules on what it means to make a game. You have to follow the rules. It's sort of like, think of it like getting a Windows certification, Windows logo on your piece of software. If you meet these rules, then you get the little logo on the box. Except with Xbox, if you don't meet our rules, it's not that you don't get the Xbox logo, you're not allowed to ship. Right? You have to meet our rules. And this has given us the luxury of knowing that we don't have to solve for every single fail case because we put rules around it and we test the games to make sure they abide by the rules. So when we built Live, I could put a restriction in that says, gee, you have to use our stack. I can't trust every game developer's ability to write the perfect security layer. Security layers are really hard to do, and they're easy to make a mistake and put a hole in. So I was able to get some very, very good security engineers. They put security into our stack, and then I put a rule saying you have to use our stack. So it's a different kind of an experience building a game for the console versus building a game for the PC.
Right. If somebody wanted to get into the game development world, how do they get into it?
I don't know.
How did you get into it?
Well, I'm not, the funny thing is, I'm not in the game development world.
Really?
I'm in the platform development world.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Xbox Live and the Xbox itself are game development platforms, which is different than building a game. Building a game today is dramatically different than building games was 10, 12, 15 years ago. Yeah. It used to be that you would have one really good engineer that would go hold himself up in a room, type like mad, doing assembly language for a few days, and out would come a game. Right? There's a couple of famous examples, things like Frogger, some of those early games.
Steve Wozniak told me about Breakout. They designed Breakout in a weekend.
Exactly.
Massive coding session over a weekend.
And you could do it. Yeah. You know, it's a fairly simple graphics, fairly simple logic. A good developer can do some amazing things with graphics if you're writing an assembler and you're really tweaking your code. So in the past, it was all about the developer. Writing a game was all about being the super geek and being a really good developer and tweaking your hardware. Today, in a typical game team, there's maybe 5 developers and 50 artists. So it is moving away from the developer. The developer is still important if you really want to stand out and have your graphics have a special edge. But your game isn't going to ship unless you can manage the flow of the art. So we're moving away from the developer being the key resource on the game, and instead it becomes an art management and art workflow problem, which is a very different problem space than how people normally think of game development.
Yeah.
Right? It's moving into big budget Hollywood style entertainment. Right? The person who designed the special lens on the camera, they used to rule in Hollywood. Right, those were the first filmmakers. They made the cameras. And then we moved into this world where if you don't have $100 million, you're not going to make a blockbuster movie. Now the movie industry has progressed beyond that, and now we've got people with handheld cameras who are able to make a show. And that's great.
Look at me.
But you're not sitting there worrying about the electronics in the camera.
Yeah.
You're not worried about, well, gee, what compression is it using as it's written? No, you're worrying about setting up the shot and getting your content and building an interesting program.
Yeah.
Game development today is in that transition from the super geek, controlling everything. We're in the middle of realizing it's all about the artists now, and the big publishers are consolidating, and they're all trying to figure out how to manage this thing. And then hopefully in the future we'll get more tools that help us build things more easily so we can bring it back down to normal people again so they can go and build a game. But then you won't be about tweaking hardware. It'll be about making interesting content.
Now,